Bulldog Live continues here on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. It doesn't look like the governor is going to call off the dogs on this one, so we'll continue to talk about it on the LLC tax issue here on Bulldog Live. 271-2121 is the governor's office phone number where you can call and make your displeasure known about this process. You also need to get in touch with your legislators and tell them how much you don't appreciate them picking your pocket, not just with the tax, but with the rules that are going to be imposed. And we've talked a lot about that, what the rules are and the details. Now, there's going to be changes to those rules. And as I mentioned, the public comment period is open until January 19th. The very next day is when the revised rules will be posted on DRA's website. Here's the conversation I had with Commissioner Clardy.
You mentioned earlier that there was going to be some revisions.
Of course. The whole purpose of all of the hearings is to get input and make changes that result in the best possible final proposal. So there's going to be significant revisions to the proposal that's on the table. It's the rules that have been the subject of the hearing so far are several months old. We have a lot of input that we've gotten, and I think a lot of what people have been concerned about here in terms of record keeping and debt financing are going to be addressed in a very responsible way. And people see that we have been listening and do the best we can.
Any specifics that come to mind right now that you think you're going to be changing?
Well, I guess, again, within being a relatively new commissioner, and this is my first time through rulemaking, I'm told that I have to honor the rules that are on the table. So I'm going to say that we're taking thoughts into consideration, and as the earliest possible legal date that I can release them, I'm going to release them.
Okay, and then one last question: is there any consideration to having more hearings?
Not at this time. I do not have time to have the hearings, as you heard from a lot of the people over the last several sessions. We need to get these rules out on the street so that people can start using them, especially the practitioners. And that's going to give a lot of, from our perspective, that really helps the taxpayers. This not having the rules to follow creates a lot of unnecessary uncertainty. And we're not in favor of doing that. As I said earlier, the interest in this erupted late in the process. That's unfortunate from my perspective, because I would like to have had more hearings. I've enjoyed meeting the people around the state. They've been great, and I hope they see that in the end I've been listening to them.
And how about the turnout? Something unusual for DRA?
Well, usually when we have these administrative rules, you'll have four or five accountants. To be honest, I think that maybe we should look at how we do these in the future. I mean, because a lot of the rules that are promulgated on taxes affect people, and I have learned from this, and maybe the way that we distribute our rules, even though we're just required to meet certain publications, maybe we should be looking at that more, because certainly we have gotten some good input in these sessions, and it will result in better rules. So I'll consider that in the future.
All right. Thank you.
And that's Department of Revenue Administration Commissioner Kevin Clardy talking with me at the conclusion of the hearings on the LLC tax rules. And pretty soon we'll be telling you about the next step in the legislative process. And there's something called the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules, which I will tell you about at the appropriate time. Again, January 20th is when the commissioner said that the rules will be released. The open comment period is till January 19th. So, in other words, the sooner the better, like today, if you want to send your objections in, go to my website, briantilton.com, click on the LLC tax page, and you'll see the information on there as to for the email as well as mailing address and who they need to be addressed to. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. 11% drop in the number of new LLCs filing in the state in 2009. Gee, I have one guess as to why that is. Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill, continuing our conversation with us here on Bulldog Live. And I guess what else do you want to add to this?
I mean, an 11% drop in the number of LLCs.
How many number of new filings?
Number of new filings. Mm-hmm. How many jobs has that cost our state?
Well, if you figure each one of those hires one person on average, There's 11,000 jobs that are missed.
Right, 11,000 jobs because we're trying to set ourselves up as a non-business-friendly state. This truly is just, we talk about all the time, bad legislation, bad policy, not good for our state, not good for our economy. And those are the things we need to be working on. Instead, we have these two bills that are working together to try and create a small business personal income tax and allowing the state of New Hampshire. We talk about the nanny state on a pretty regular basis. We're going to be living in a state where our state's telling small business owners how much money that they can make.
Yes. That's what's happening in this House Bill 1607, which will be heard 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, rooms 201 to 203 of the Legislative Office Building. That's across the street from the State House, right behind it. And this is where I'm going to post. I'm going to get a copy of these this revised legislation and have that on my website on the LLC tax page, because what I have there now is vastly different than what I have sitting in front of me.
Yeah, there's no question that from when we saw the last version of this, which was Monday or Tuesday, and today is Wednesday, there's been some pretty dramatic changes to it, and frankly, not all of them good. This new third set or second set of potential rules is not only no better. I mean, they did take a couple things out, like telling you your compensation could be tied to the amount of money you would pay an employee. But they've added some more things in here that I believe are bad for our state. Trying to impose a variable rate capital gains tax on businesses selling their assets or their business, I think is incorrect. It's trying to sneak in a new level of taxation. That again is going to hurt our economy.
Just one thing I want to point out, because this is something that continues to be on the supporters' talking points, and that is this is just closing a loophole. This is leveling the playing field and bringing fairness to the tax system, which is something that the governor's spokesman has quoted over and over again almost on a daily basis. If we apply that logic to what we're seeing here with the new rules on the LLCs, we have and on this reasonable compensation bill to be heard tomorrow morning, we have actually turned the tables following that logic, because now LLCs are going to be paying more than what the corporations
more than what the corporations paying, more than what Massachusetts is paying. I mean, remember, Massachusetts has an effective small business rate of 6.25%. We're looking at 13.5%.
Yeah.
When they say closing a loophole, making it fair, on one hand, they're right. It was fair in 1970 when they created the law to allow us to allow small business owners to reasonably compensate themselves. But this is pulled to 180. I mean, they typically have taken a law and they have completely reversed it and are now using it against us.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair.
Exactly. Well, Andy, StopTheLLCTax.com, that online petition is still going.
Still going. We're over 2,400 members.
Right.
Everyone go on, sign, let our governor know who we talk about. Governor Lynch has the power to stop this. Lynch has the power to stop this. He is the executive of our state. Our legislators also have the power to repeal these taxes and vote them down. Please contact the governor. Contact your legislators. Let people know that this legislation is going to hurt our state, hurt our ability to create jobs, which is what we should be doing today.
Exactly. Well, Andy, thank you very much.
Brian, as always, it's awesome to be here. This is a great radio station. You guys have done so much in helping to get the word out on this. You guys represent what New Hampshire is all about.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.